Hello, sisters.
Sister Almond from don'tperish.com. Hey, we're out on the streets flying gospel signs, and I thought I would try making an audio. Hopefully I can focus on it. Just share some thoughts with you. So I was thinking as I was going through the store this morning, I went in to get an item, and the music was playing, and it brought me back to memories in my life. I don't want nothing to do with anything in the past back there, but you know how it happens. You don't go looking for it. It just keeps popping up, and then another song, and it keeps popping up. And I was like, yeah, whatever, put it down, and the Lord will get me past it. He helps us in our flesh overcome all these things, you know. And not only that, the sin, the idleness, the worldliness, the conversations, all of those things that we have to deal with just in a grocery store and then out in the world and maybe at a job and all these things in the world we have to deal with. People claiming Christ who are unbiblical and they're deceiving themselves and deceiving others, and it's all over. It's everywhere. It's not going to go anywhere else. So I paused it for a second because there was a young couple walking by. I wanted to see if they want a gospel card. But anyway, I was just saying, you know, the sin is all over. Because why? It's their world. And they're in it. They're running it. And we are just pilgrims and soldiers for the Lord walking through it. And we need to be out in it and learn how to deal with it and kill our flesh. That's our reasonable service. And so I was thinking about that this morning. I thought, wow, imagine what God has to deal with. What he has to put up with when he sees the world and all the sins in it. And this is God, a holy, holy, holy God who created it all to be perfect in the beginning, and man messed it up with sin and wickedness. And look what he did with the flood. I mean, look how wretched it had to be back then. And Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, and it wasn't just sexual perversion then. It was idleness and full of bread and things like that. I mean, it's all sin to a holy God. And he's still, every day, putting up with it and enduring through it because he is merciful to us. He's not killing us right away. He sent Christ to come and show us the way. And he remembers that we are dust. And he is such an awesome and merciful God to give us all these chances. And so I was thinking about that. And then I thought about Jesus as he came into the earth. He's a holy God and he comes in the form of man. And he walks on this earth and he deals with all the sins and he knows what people's hearts are. And he had to endure through all that. Then it brings it to, my thoughts went to the disciples. And I know the Jews, they were to be more of a holy, set apart people. So maybe they didn't have to endure a whole bunch of the sin through there other than the hardness of their heart. But what about the Gentiles? Living in all their lasciviousness and their sins and their worldliness, carnality, whatever it was that they were doing then. And so they had to deal with it also, bearing with it. And think about this, sisters. If God endures through all this, how can we not? I mean, we're the ones who have created it, and we're still within sin, or we still do sin because we're not perfect. We try not to, and we're not working our way to heaven. We're doing what we do because we have a new heart, a new mind. We've been born again, and the Holy Spirit is within us, helping us to not sin, to kill our flesh, to crucify it. Romans 12, 1 and 2 talk about our living sacrifice. And it's not the sacrifice on the stake anymore because Christ, he did that. And it's not sacrifices on altars anymore because Christ fulfilled all that. And now he is within us as saints, holy set apart saints, walking through this world like he did, enduring through it. If the Father can endure through all this sin, why can't we? And then I was thinking about what Brother Tupos said yesterday on our edification audio, that the sufferings, let us not forget the sufferings that we have to go through here, are absolutely nothing compared to the reward that awaits us when we get to rest with Christ for all of eternity. And so I just wanted to give some encouragement to you, sisters, you know, we need to be out here in the world, because what good is it if we go hide ourselves away and we hide that light and we just want peace and quiet and we don't want our eyes and our ears and our senses bombarded with the sins of the world? Wow, that's like denying the Lord. He equips us with the Ephesians 6 armor. We can be covered head to toe with the Lord and go into the midst of the battle. Like Jesus said, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. And we're to be wise as a serpent, gentle as doves. So yeah, we are to suit ourselves up in our armor and get out there and do battle for the Lord, wherever it is. And when I say out there, it doesn't mean you have to be out on the street. Out there on the street that the Lord put you, your ministry, and your street is whatever's in your home, whatever's in your neighborhood, whatever's in your life, whatever it is to deal with, and shine that light and stand. Do all that you can to stand for the glory of the Lord, because He's worthy, and He gives us the power to do that. So if you're getting overwhelmed with all the sins and everything, take a break. Not too long, because sometimes breaks too long can wear you down, and then it wears off the edge of that battle readiness that you can have, and get back out there. You know, I'm more ready to do battle for the Lord when I'm constantly doing His work than if I hide away from it, because He gives us the strength as we go. He doesn't give it to us and then we go later. We get it as we're going, and we get more and more as we're going. So do the works of the Lord that He set before you with joy and thanksgiving, and know that you're standing for Him. If He endured it all, we can endure it all, because He's got His power within us. All right, love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.